This Sunday, well, last Sunday, Bernard took us through some of what we as a church, how we identify ourselves as church. And this is probably one of the hardest messages I've had to write. It actually makes the Malachi sermon I did 3 years ago on giving and tithing seem easy. I just want to start with a short story, but first question. And so what did you want to do when you grew up? I remember just before my baptism, when I was probably about 11 years old, I was asked by mum and dad, what did I want to do when I grew up? And my response was to be a minister. And I was asked why. And my response was always, they only work one day a week. And this did always, as you've just seen, get people laughing. But as I got older, you do realise time does go quicker. A week feels like a day, a month feels like a wink, and so forth, so forth. I remember thinking, my great-great-grandmother at 99, wonder how a year felt. Probably a month, but I'm still struggling to believe we're now entering the second week of January in 2022. However, as a church, there's so much we can aspire to. And one thing is we aspire to is let people know the good news of Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, Bernard read from John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And that picture has been in my mind all week of how we are just one part of the vine. And I thought it'd be good just to revisit our aspirations. I'm not someone that makes New Year resolutions, but something I do is I write down a Bible verse for the year and something I want to do. And John 15, verse 5, I decided it's going to be my verse for the year. And I hope and pray it's your verse too. So at the end of this service, we will reread something to aspire to. I've titled it. But at the same time, I will also email a brief summary with the PowerPoint slide. So the first aspiration, remember God always. This point, first point, I do find can be a bit hard. It can sound a bit like a New Year resolution if you're a new Christian, or even a resolution that you've resolved to always remember God in your darkest times. But it's something we do forget sometimes. When was the last time before church in the past week you remembered to praise God for something? Let's pause for a second and think. Be honest with yourselves. I remembered to praise God as I was doing my Bible study, reading Genesis chapter 2. I just remembered the intimacy Adam and Eve had with God, being only people there. And it's something we need to aspire to. We need to have that intimacy. And I'm sure we all read the Bible as we start the day, maybe lunchtime, maybe even at the end of the day before we go to bed. But it's something else that struck me with the verse from Isaiah, with what Bernard was saying about the vine being part of the vine last week. I was reminded in Isaiah when he said, you would be like a well-watered garden. I'm sure you fools in your gardens after you've watered and tended plant, they all bloom, get lovely smelling roses and stuff. And that's how great would that be for FCBC to be a well-watered garden? They were just blooming all over the whole of Framlingham and the surrounding communities. As individuals, we do forget God sometimes. We might put him in a box, we might just put him one side, but that's something. But as I was writing this up, what was written as a note, as a summary, the same word was on every single page: keep connected. Remember God always and keep connected. As a church, we do need to remember God always. He is important in our lives, just as our families and friends are. If you met someone who is not a Christian, what kind of impact would you leave on them? Because the impact we leave on them will plant a seed. It might not come to fruition until many years later, but it's that seed that gets us started on a journey. And that's something I know we as a church, even though we're small, we are built on prayer. I've never known another church like ours that does so much praying. We pray regularly, weekly, for problems around the world. Hong Kong, Belarus and the refugee problem, Brixton, which is a bit closer to home. Prayer is important in remembering God always and how he builds us to rely on him and not ourselves. Which leads me to next aspiration, serve God. We serve God in many different ways. I know Ben Gibbons isn't here because he's got a cold, but Brian done brilliantly setting up refreshments. We've all got our roles to play in the church. We all got our gifts. Back in October, Mike and Joe did a giftings weekend, and that's something I myself drew up a conclusion I never thought, but we all have a role to play within the church. If you read the bulletin, all the hard work Julia does in putting together a bulletin each week, we all want to help one another. We want to encourage people through testimonies, giving people opportunities to share what Jesus has done in their lives. I don't know how many of you have actually ever looked at the Framlingham website, the church website. Next to the logo is the tagline, changing lives through the good news of Jesus Christ. That tagline slogan, even we can interpret as we do change lives. Whether we're struggling mentally, whether we're struggling spiritually, we all do change lives. If you've not even looked at it, or you have before, but haven't gone back to it, please do go back to the church website. Just do it. We serve God by just talking to people. When I take around the good news newspapers to a few people each month, I just spend 5-10 minutes chatting on the doorstep. And I just remember a kids' talk when I was probably 8 or 9 years old. The conclusion was, it's not the conversation we have with people, but it is the seed that is planted. So we do need to include people and invite people. But being a good friend is also helpful in serving God, because we can do it by being a good parent, a good sibling, a good neighbour. We need to keep pointing to Jesus, and listening leads to the next bit, the aspirations. Be open and available. Being open and available to others is important, not in the way of taking over lives, but as we interact with one another. We all have our own personal views on how the church should be. But I know God has a plan for us here in FYAP for the time being. We don't know what will happen in 2022 or the next 5 years. But we need to be open and available to God's calling as a church. I do not wish for this church to miss an opportunity to share the good news. But there is always a way in which we can have some form of connection and openness about what is going on. Something we are going to be doing as a church around Easter time is have a prayer box in the phone box in town. And it'll be fair to encourage people to write down a prayer. An idea I've passed on is like, how about we connect with these people? If they want to be contacted, ask if there's a specific church they wish to contact. But remember, one day Jesus is coming back. And we will need to be prepared in how he's going to respond. He will ask, did you feed the hungry? Did you look after sick? Because if you did, you've done it for me. So we need to stay connected with God as well as people. Connection is something we need. We do struggle. A quote from a movie called War Room, which is an inspirational movie about prayer. And towards the end of the movie, there's a prayer that's said. I'm going to read out that prayer. And it's a rallying cry to all believers. My hair stands on end whenever I hear it read or said. Lord, we need a generation of believers who are not ashamed of the gospel. We need an army of believers who hate to be lukewarm and will stand on your word above all else. Raise them up, raise them up. Doesn't that just light a fire in your heart? Staying connected with God allows us to be on fire for Jesus. Not having the fire doused or well under control, but a great uncontrollable flame. All we need is someone to light the touch paper, so to speak. I know God, as we were singing My Lighthouse, God just kind of lit the touch paper and I'm like, yes. I'm not even reading the whole notes in the order. They're all being mixed about. It's amazing, isn't it? Before we proceed with the next little bit, I just want to say we do have a lovely church, a lovely fellowship. During the lockdown, something I found exciting every single week was we'd be like, how's things, Free? How are things, Jay? How are things, Andrew? Don't worry, Andrew, we'll pray for you. Don't worry, Penny, we'll pray for you. We were all praying for one another. And whether it's before the service, after service, I personally feel like I know people a lot better for having a year and a half, 18 months on Zoom. So, aspirations, I want to really get down to the nitty gritty for 2022. The first thing is, I've already mentioned it, the prayer box. That's something that is going to be in play. We do pray for one another. We are a church that prays. Development of gifts and skills. What are your gifts? Let's just say we've got, even though the band is small, we've got brilliant vocals, brilliant pianist, an okay-ish guitarist. But we've got so many gifts within the church, and it'd be great to develop whatever gifts you have in any way. We give testimonies, whether it's a conversation people have. We do give testimony of how good God is. I mean, we pray regularly for Penny and her father, and we just see the goodness of God each time we stop and say, please, Lord, please help. Yes, amazing. 7 years of prayer. The kids and youth work, even though the kids and youth work is small, I do see a vision that it will grow. As a church, something amazing is going to happen. It's all bubbling up inside like a well-cooked stew. Purpose and opportunity. We all have a purpose and an opportunity. We all have purpose in how we serve the community of FCBC. Hannah, you work in the pub and you hear so many conversations. Bernard, you do a lot with Devon and Shed, and that's an amazing work. We all hear everyone taking their gifts and interactions and turn them into opportunities by having requests for prayer. So that under that should be support and help. We do all support and help one another. We all pray. We all help. We all rally round one another when someone's sick or hurting. We also support many great charities. We support BMS World Mission, which serves and helps missionaries across the world. We support CAP, the local debt centre. I'm sure G has heard many amazing stories, says Bernard and everyone just getting out of debt. We also support CHIPS, which is peacemaking across rough areas. And it's just amazing how these charities just serve the community. We also interact with one another, whether it's through social one-on-one interaction, through the WhatsApp group. Social interaction is the best thing that's ever happened. It must be really lonely for Adam before Eve was created. Once he got there, social interaction expanded to from being just Adam and God to Adam, God, and Eve. And ministry and pastoral. Each month, as a leadership, we have an item on our agenda called Pastoral Matters, where we take the time to pray for those who are worrying, struggling, or just need that little bit of encouragement. And the ministry and pastoral, we even ask each person on the leadership how they are doing. So these are things to inspire to. Be inviting and encouraging. Stay connected. Prayer and read God's word. Most important thing you can ever do. Be open and available to opportunities. Pray for one another. Point people to Jesus. Serve God in the community. Listen and act. And the next thing, I'm going to try it myself, and I want you to invite people. Challenge 25. I'm sure if you've ever gone into a supermarket, you'll see store assistants wearing the badge saying, if you're under 25, we may ask you for ID. I get asked for ID a lot, even though I'm over 25. But it just inspired me. What if we as a church try to invite someone to church, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, not just at Easter and Christmas, but just try to invite as many people as you can. Each week we have about 25 people. And I think that'd be great if we can double our numbers by the end of 2023. I mean, 2020, but conversations do take its time. But just be challenged. So I'd like us all to read what's on the screen together as a church. So if you wanted to stand up, you can. If you want to stay sat down, that's fine. But let's read it. During 2022, Framingham Community Baptist Church is a church that changes life through the good news of Jesus Christ and connects people in the community, thrives on the goodness and power of the Holy Spirit, and grows in the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. As a church, we identify as a church that we are the bride of Christ, part of the body of Christ, belonging to the family of God, and recognize that God dwells in each and every one of us. We all have our gifts and part to play in the church, and we look forward to seeing how God guides and takes us forward to the community and town of Framingham. In the name of Jesus, amen.